look so much better than us when they're in their natural element, and it's like, oh, okay, never mind.
They look like a normal person?
Yeah.
See, I feel
like I saw a picture of Amanda Bynes recently, and it made me think that way.
Well, remember, you know, Hollywood like effed her over badly, right? Like, she's like a tragic story.
Oh. Well, now
I wouldn't use her as an example.
What happened with her?
Just was like abuse throughout the industry, just not good. I would not use her as
a minor or as an adult here.
No, like Disney Channel stuff. I think, yeah.
Oh,
like
that's that documentary you watched, Donnie. Did they get into that big time with her?
Real bad.
Yeah, she's one of the prime examples.
Jeez.
Maybe the worst.
She had a really bad fall.
And so she's had like a lot of surgery done and like just not the person I'd use. Would you like to try again?
Well, I just want to say the child acting stuff, you know, look at what it did to Drew Barrymore, for example. I mean, she was like drinking.
She bounced back.
She did, but she was like boozing it up at like 10 because of that.
I think that's why you got to have like a parent that's willing to just go and beat the absolute snot out of somebody.
Do you see yourself as one of those people potentially?
I see myself as somebody that would never let my kid be a child actor. But in the incredibly unlikely event that they somehow were a child actor, either one of my kids.
You'd be ready to kick somebody's ass at
all
times.
I'd probably be ready to go to jail beating someone up if I thought that they were like taking advantage of or abusing my child, yes.
Ayuk at San Francisco practice. Do you think this is a sign that he's going back there?
Now what, Pony? I mean, he was wearing a red 49ers t-shirt, cut off, black shorts. It wasn't you first off the air when we saw this, you know, blockbuster report, you said, how do they know it was a Niners shirt? Maybe the logos were cut off. Clearly not. It seems like a step in that direction, right? I mean, it is movement there. It's not him and John Lynch having like a weird handshake. It's him talking to teammates.
Yeah, they called him a former teammate last week. Christian McCaffrey made that mistake. Now he's back chatting it up with those guys. You know,
awkward.
If he returns to San Francisco, he's going to turn into, I think, a pariah here. I think he's going to become, and I know you've made the case several times that you don't think he was worth all the fuss to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But look at and Yager's an extreme example of this because he played here and was an MVP and a great player and instrumental in winning 2 Stanley Cups and one of the 10 best hockey players of all time. And then he teased about coming back and ended up signing with the arch rival. So
yes.
That is like this, I can't put in that class.
That is the football equivalent there is, I think I'm ready to make my triumphant return to the Steelers, and then you see him in Baltimore with John Harbaugh cheesing.
But I have noticed that I hate things now in sports. There aren't many I despise more than when I have a flirtation, player flirts with my team, player makes me think he's going to come to my team, and then rug gets pulled out from under me and guy doesn't come here. Like, that's one of my least favorite fan experiences right now. The excitement and the hype that you're getting this player, and then it's like, oh, wait, never mind. On second thought, nope, maybe I just used you to get more money out of my current employer. That kind of thing.
I don't know. I don't know if Steelers fans are going to contain, like, have that seething hatred for the guy just because he still plays for the Niners. You still don't see them very often. If anything, they might be annoyed if they wanted him here that Khan didn't get it done, I guess.
I mean, it gets alleviated if they have success this year, but if we're watching Van Jefferson have games where it's 2 catches for 19 yards and he looks like Allen Robinson all over again, Chris, I don't think San Francisco is going to be out of sight, out of mind.
I actually don't think people will care if Jefferson's good or not. If the offense is good, people are almost not going to care what Van Jefferson does.
I agree with that.
Like, so if they somehow have an offense where it's Pickens is wide receiver one and the second biggest pass-catching target is like a resurgent Pat Freiermuth, like where they're hitting where he has 85 catches this year, I don't think people will care that much.
More breaking news. We buried the lead. So Arthur Smith on the last day of Steelers training camp was on McAfee's show and he mentioned that, you know, Kabali's going to be okay and he's going to land on his feet. We didn't hear the whole message, the entire clip. Kabali, and he just texted me to confirm this, hired by Pat McAfee. So now
do we bring him on as Steelers insider from the Pat McAfee show?
I believe we do.
So he's really never skipped more than a week's beat with this show. And now he becomes our conduit to McAfee, like a direct line to McAfee's show.
He becomes the first beat man who works primarily for Pat McAfee?
If they were ever going to have somebody who is a local beat guy working on a local team beat for their show, it should be the Steelers because they're all Pittsburgh guys. Basically.
He's like Neil Armstrong in his profession. You know, like it took somebody had to be
that's
the first,
one small step for man. Boom, there goes the Achilles. One giant leap for mankind.
To be the first beat writer who said, I'm going to leave a newspaper and I'm going to go work for an internet-based outlet.
DK?
I'm going to go work for, well, that's not a bad one. Like,
what about Greg Bedard in Boston?
Yeah,
he's done the same
But I'm
deal.
Saying even way before that, like when the internet first became big and somebody said, I'm going to leave, you know, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution
and
to go
work SI. For SI.com or
yeah,
something,
exactly.
ESPN.com.
Right, something digital.
Who was the first big ESPN.com sports writer? Simmons just emerged up from the ooze.
I feel like Chris Mortensen was one of those guys who left newspapers to just be, well, he was on TV. But anyways, like this is, he's now just going to go work for a former NFL punter from Plum who has one of the biggest followings. That's just like, it is so the era and the times that we're living in. This is where media is going, Chris.
Tony, he's also got like ridiculous job security now there, I think.
Right. Like, even if McAfee and ESPN were to, at some point, cease doing business, the McAfee show isn't going away.
He's going to keep doing that show, and there will be another big conglomerate that wants to pay him a lot of money to do that show.
And even if there's not, he can just, like, put it back on YouTube, and people will just go there and watch it digitally and do huge numbers.
You regret sometimes that you and I didn't try to make YouTube inroads? Make our own YouTube channel? It's just your predictions and my food phobias? Good for Mark. I mean, he landed on his feet in like record time. He barely had time to start falling.
He was tweeting yesterday about how hard it was to be unemployed. It was a
you know what?
24-hour ordeal, what? Mark.
Come on now.
He was also tweeting out
like melodramatic tweet.
He was also tweeting out hateful messages that he was getting from guys who were calling him Mark Cannoli. Did you see that one, Donnie?
Oh, I saw it.
See, here's the problem. That insult takes the wrong pronunciation of his last name. It is Cabali, not Caboli.
That was the big issue with it.
Here is,
that's how I look at these things.
Which, by the way, apparently that kid works with Penn State's HR department, so that's probably
nice.
Not great.
Oh, he left the screen name in there?
Like everything got left in there. And then, like, Yowie had his research done. Somebody dropped the LinkedIn profile in the
replies.
We
are not interested in hiring Mark Cabali, evidently.
Well, that's kind of, Mark said this stuff doesn't bother me, but he lamented the negativity. That's kind of like a low-key way to say, this stuff doesn't bother me, but I'll be real, real torn up if this kid gets fired for this.
You really think he could? You think Penn
Absolutely.
State has such lofty standards
if this kid
calling
is,
a guy Mark Cannoli is going to lead to
the whole DM?
Yeah.
I'd look at the whole DM and not just Mark Cannoli. That was actually one of the nicer things he called him.
Could absolutely get this person
you're
in
right.
big trouble.
No credibility and he went to the integrity well there. No wonder you were fired. Stay off the internet. Oh, keep
that
stuff
guy
in
has
your
locked
face.
That guy has locked his account too already. The pride of Bowlesburg, PA.
Yeah, guy sounds like a total loser. I'm happy for Mark. I really am. And I don't, just based on the text I've gotten from Mark, it doesn't sound like this is going to affect his relationship or standing with our station one bit. In fact,
might
I think
enhance
he
it. Craig is going to love him for this.
I believe that he wants to and is allowed to through McAfee to do even more with us now. So what did I tell you when he was let go by The Athletic? That this was going to end up being a blessing
in
disguise?
Can I just say that this had to have been in the works for longer than 24 hours? Can we at least get on his case a little bit here?
I asked Mark, I said, was this an easy negotiation? And he said, pretty much said absolutely.
Okay, but that means it probably still took more than a day, right, to just dot all the I's and cross the T's. They might have been at the goal line, for example, yesterday, Pony, and then they got it over the goal line today.
Yeah.
Can we get on his case a little bit for the being unemployed really sucks? Because that feels extremely melodramatic now, given that he probably knew something was about to get
done. Do we know if he's allowed to keep his engagement Saturday night at Archie's? He's doing a watch party there.
Why would they not
He's the latest sports media personality in town to go to the watch party. Well, Cabali and Zeiss. That actually sounds like a good time.
He has pretty free reign with them as long as they are
getting carte blanche.
As long as their show is top priority, he said he's pretty much free to do.
He's got like an unbelievable situation now. He really does.
So he just has to go on with them. He doesn't have to write anymore.
And because
no more deadlines.
Well, because they're, I don't know, I would imagine he might. Does Pat have any kind of a written arm for his show?
So, no, I don't think so. There's no website. It's just all on social media. So the Steelers are going to credential Mark Cabali.
To just do video hits with Pat?
So how are they going to describe him? Just Cabali from McAfee?
Pat McAfee show? Yeah, I guess. So hold on a second. Is he going to be a daily participant on Pat's show?
That's a good question. I'm going to text him and ask him that. I think at a drop of a hat, if we want you, you're coming on.
So basically, he has to go through all the usual stuff involved with covering a team. You know what I would do if I were him? I'd be writing up stories that I knew weren't going to get published just so I could kind of have the knife sharpened. You know what I mean? Like, I'd just do all the basic parts of the job and act like a beat writer, even though he's more of a beat appearance
guy. So you write like a practice column?
Just so that I can be like, as
for your own personal edification?
Kind of, yeah. What else is he going to do? He might get bored.
I mean, he could start his own website. I guess he could do that. He could just write his own columns.
He could write for 93.7thefan.com and parlay himself as a Steelers beat writer for money.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. More Aiyuk breaking news next. Someone says that he is coming to Pittsburgh. We have that. I know. Hold on. Do I have it? I do.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the Aiyuks of our lives.
Here's Donnie's headline.
Yeah, we've already hired
him.
Big Bert, obviously one of the greatest PR people in the history of the NFL, Bert Lawton over there. I said, hey, Bert, can we get this guy a credential again to be with the team? It's kind of his thing. Bert said, we'll figure it out. And then I don't know if Bert knows that we have officially hired him, and we need to figure it out
now.
But this is a public proclamation that Cabali's going to be A-okay. He's going to be covering the Steelers and the NFL as a whole.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't get that last part from Mark.
That makes a little more sense.
And the NFL as a whole from here in Pittsburgh.
So he's their paid insider. He's their NFL guy. Just keep abreast of the entire league.
Is Cabali going to be sent to the Super Bowl by the McAfee show now? All the big NFL events, the draft, the meetings, the owners' meetings.
You know, you could squint and say he's going to end up someday co-hosting that show, like, full on. He'll just gradually rise up through the ranks.
You could squint now and see Cabali eventually being the next Ian Rappaport. Because McAfee has such good connections, they're now leaking their information. Like, Aaron Rodgers wants to get a story out, he goes to Cabali.
Can you imagine Rodgers texting Cabali?
The problem is that Mark is such a curmudgeonly person, no offense, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
That he's probably in tweet form ripped NFL player. If they really wanted to dig up, they could find.
Mark might need a Mulsey education on how to do the special search and just start putting every name you could think of that would get you in trouble at the end of it and just deleting tweets. In fact, you know what? I'm going to do it right now. I'm not going to read it if I find any, unless they're really funny.
Here's a text from a loyal listener. You read Brandon Aiyuk updates like it's the penthouse form.
I'm sorry, I got distracted. March 5th, 2022, if the Steelers trade for Aaron Rodgers, they will be this year's first entry into the 20-0 club. They'll go 20-0.
Okay, so that's complimentary. He's covered his bases there. Antonio Brown. Did you see his breaking news bulletin on Aiyuk? Donnie, did you get into this on your show?
Is this CTE ESPN?
Are you going to go with this tonight on your show?
Oh, is there something new for maybe?
Brandon Aiyuk wants to be a Pittsburgh Steeler and will not accept any offer from the 49ers. Source Brandon Aiyuk. CTE ESPN always has the scoop.
I'm not sure I believe that.
You don't think even though he's a complete lunatic, Aiyuk would still revere AB and want to talk to him about his own situation?
Maybe. He talked to him about his situation? Yes, AB, sage wise counsel.
I would say 99% of the time, I wouldn't believe this stuff.
But because this one does support because what you think is ultimately going to happen.
No, it's not just that. It's that I do feel like game recognizes game, and these wide receivers, the ones that are playing now, do aspire to be like Antonio Brown and look up to him and might reach out to him for advice, as crazy as that sounds. And yes, I do want it to be true.
Just the idea that somebody would reach out to AB for advice is pretty funny.
I mean, the AB timeline is just hilarious. There's a conversation with him sitting down with Le'Veon Bell, and the question he asked them is, did you ever, quote, get cheeks before an NFL game?
I mean, I think I know what that means, kind of assuming that has to mean a certain thing, but...
Yes, it means having sex right before a game, Chris. You can come out and say it. I don't know if you think like your kids are listening or whatever, but we can be adults here and have mature conversations.
I thought it was like a very specific type of...
Oh, I don't know about that. Maybe it is.
Well, I'm just saying, cheeks would imply... Yes.
Yeah.
Anything else from CT ESPN? What?
Yes.
What is wrong
with
you?
Somebody asked him, where is Juju going? And his response was, who cares?
Honest. Very honest. Very, very honest.
Yeah. All right.
Good.
So we've got more answers. It took less time to get a Kabbali resolution after he was let go by The Athletic than it has to get an Ayuk answer. I thought Donnie's poll question today was just dynamite. What happens first? Pirates win a game? Ayuk makes up his mind. What's winning, by the way, on that poll question right now?
Is Ayuk kind of running away with it. We're almost 1,000 votes in. Ayuk is holding down over 62% of the vote. People with very little faith in the Buccos, and I can't blame them.
It's dark times right now.
I think today would be their biggest black eye. If you lose to San Diego, get swept again by them, and it's to a guy that you jettison because you're like, we don't need him on our team. He's not good enough. You can take Martin Perez, get the money off the books. He sucks. We have so much pitching. We don't want this guy to suit up for us again. Just take him off our hands. By the way, he's been very good there in his two starts. If he beats them and beats Keller and sweeps them to make it a double-digit losing streak.
Wouldn't call it great.
That's their nadir Waterloo point of the season by far. And I told Donnie off the air, like, symbolically, they don't do rash things, but
fire Shelton.
If they fired Shelton with a 10-game losing streak after getting beaten by the pitcher that you just kicked to the curb, like, I would totally get it. Mackey said the money on Shelton is not an issue when it comes
to his future with the team. He was 100% right, because Bob Nutting did, from all reporting, eat eight figures to get rid to clean house the last time. It would be a comparative pittance to let go of Derek Shelton.
Mike Florio, let's see what he has to say about the Ayuk situation coming up next. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. A timeout, and we're right back on the Fan. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We are going to track down Kabbali and get his spin on what happened here with the McAfee hire. Donnie, you want to text him and see if he can do 5:30? Let's get Mark on and revel in his, I wouldn't say, is failing up the right expression here?
I wouldn't say it to Mark.
Do you think it's an accurate description of what happened?
In the end, yes. I would just say congratulate him on his success at staying unemployed for about the shortest period of time I've ever seen. People in our business lose their jobs, if I may be serious for a minute. They tend to lose them sometimes and be out of them for a while. He is not.
That just speaks to his popularity and how in demand he is. And
he knows the right people, and he's in good with the right people. And wouldn't you say knowing the right people is half the battle, Pony?
Maybe more, Malzi.
And that's why I am where I am.
Brandon Ayuk at 49ers practice in a red 49ers cutoff t-shirt. Let's talk to Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, does that mean he's headed back to the 49ers on a new deal?
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but I do know this. The 49ers, the longer this goes on, apparently realizing if all these other teams are willing to pay this guy more than we've been willing to offer, maybe we're the ones who are wrong about Brandon Ayuk, and maybe we're the ones who should dig deep and get this taken care of. And it's felt like for the past 5 or 6 days, it was either trade him to the Steelers or wake up out of this fever dream and pay the guy, even though they didn't want to. And we're just waiting at this point.
I would like, Mike, them to at least have like a little chimney that emits red smoke if he's staying with the Niners, or gold smoke if he's going to the Steelers. We could add like another element to this whole thing. Do you actually believe that him staying with the Niners and them deciding to give him a contract is the better move? Like, if you were going to put on your GM's hat, you would say that makes more sense than trading him?
Well, it makes more sense when you look at the bigger picture here. How are you going to fill his void? How are you going to make your team not better, but just as good as it was? You do the deal now, you're getting draft pick offer from the Steelers, presumably, reportedly, based on everything we've seen. You got to turn around and trade for a receiver somewhere else. And who's out there at this point who comes in and makes you better? Who is it that you can plug and play? You got to find somebody that knows your offense. You got to find somebody who can come in and get up to speed. And we got 26 days right now before the regular season opener. I just think that when you consider what the 49ers are trying to do, which is win their sixth Super Bowl, and they haven't won one since the 1994 season, it makes sense to keep Brandon Ayuk.
What will it cost them in the long run, though, Mike? I mean, isn't the whole issue here that they have too many good players and too many good players that want money, including the best offensive tackle in the NFL who has decided to not show up to work for the last 3 weeks?
I think what they really hoped they could do was hold everyone in place for one more year, and they were counting on, foolishly, Brandon Ayuk playing for $14.1 million this year under his fifth-year option. And they've realized, finally, that it's not going to happen. If they want to keep him, they're going to have to pay him. And I think they could find a way to get it done. The question is, what happens next year? And if they pay him now, I think it makes it very likely that when the season ends, Deebo Samuel is not a 49er anymore, whether he's traded or whether he's cut. George Kittle won't be a 49er. I mean, this feels like this is the last go-round for this group, this nucleus that has been a big part of the 49ers the past several years. And I think they'll still be competitive, but the sun is setting on a lot of these big-name players, and I think that's going to be even more clear after this season if they end up paying Brandon Ayuk a year before they wanted to.
Mike, where would that leave the Steelers? If Ayuk indeed does stay with the Niners, then the Steelers are left with either Van Jefferson or try to find somebody else. What kind of realistic prospects would they have of finding a cut player coming up here in a couple of weeks that would be an upgrade at wide receiver too?
Well, you know, what will happen is if you have a team that has an embarrassment of riches at the position, they're going to try to trade the guy that they otherwise would cut. So it could be a trade option emerges between now and when the rosters are slashed down to 53. And, you know, you wait and you see and you hope. And again, for the Steelers, the closer we get to the start of the season, the harder it was going to be to get a Brandon Ayuk up to speed. You know, ideally, you look around for any player out there that has experience with Arthur Smith. That makes the transition easier. You've got to find guys who can come in and play right away. It doesn't matter how good you are in the abstract. It matters how quickly you can get up to speed with this offense and make a difference. And the closer we get to week one, the harder that is to have a guy who hits the ground running and makes a major splash with Pittsburgh offense. Same as with the 49ers if they would move on from Ayuk.
Mike, it's really right now as far as this idea that the 49ers almost have this deal done. It's most of the reporting comes from the NFL's own network, from Mike Garofalo, to be specific. You are very good at critically thinking these NFL stories. What are the odds, in your opinion, that this is just a PR move by the 49ers and they just want the optics of, we did everything that was humanly possible to try to keep this guy, but he just wanted to go to Pittsburgh and we're trying to save face with our fans that we exhausted everything before we had to say goodbye?
I think that when you consider that Garofalo is the one who reported that Ayuk finally asked for a trade, that's probably not what's happening here. Now, we've had some of that stuff. We've had some of the team-generated leaks. The thing about the Browns having a deal in place with the 49ers, and the Browns would have sent receiver Amari Cooper a second-round pick and a fifth-round pick, I believe. That was something that had the 49ers' fingerprints all over it, because how does that help Ayuk to put that out there? I think this one, given that Garofalo reported 4 weeks ago that Ayuk asked for a trade, I have a feeling this isn't just PR. This is an accurate description of where things currently are. And you got to mend some fences to get to this point if you're the 49ers and Ayuk. And it sounds like when they realized what the Steelers were going to pay, you know, somebody finally woke up and said, what the hell are we doing here? Let's work something out and keep this guy.
Mike, rarity for me here. I'm going to go and just ask you about a team that's more near and dear to your heart than most. I guess I want to apologize for what happened, the news on J.J. McCarthy's knee today. Are you, like Pony over across from me here, of the belief that Sam Darnold can now deliver the Minnesota Vikings some solid quarterback play this year?
Yes, and this is the best chance and probably the last chance that Sam Darnold has to prove that he still can be a high-end quarterback in the NFL. He started 57 games, which is amazing. He's only 27. The Jets ruined him. Now, some of it's his fault, but when quarterbacks bust, we blame the guy for all of it, and that's just not fair. It's the guy. It's the team. It's the help around him. It's the coaching staff. There's a lot of fingerprints on a first-round quarterback that busts. And then when he went to Carolina, they were on the front end of their descent into dysfunction. That's not an accurate description either of what he can be. When you look at the presence of Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, T.J. Hockenson, if he's healthy, pretty good offensive line, Aaron Jones at running back, if he still has gas in the tank, and I think he does, and a coach who is a great quarterback whisperer, who knows how to scheme guys open, who turned Josh Dobbs into something quickly, who got 400 passing yards out of Nick Mullins, for crying out loud. I think that people will be pleasantly surprised. And now that McCarthy is just kind of off the table, Darnold can focus fully and completely on the reality that this is his chance, this is his year, and he's never going to get a better shot to turn himself around than this year. It's kind of like what Geno Smith did. You know, he got ruined by the Jets. Plenty of quarterbacks have been ruined by the Jets, and this is Darnold's chance to unruin himself.
Hey, real quick, Mike, because you mentioned Justin Jefferson, what do you think happens, and maybe more importantly, as Pony said, great at analyzing and critically thinking some of these situations, what happens with CeeDee Lamb and Ja'Marr Chase, and why have we heard comparatively nothing about those two guys compared to with what's gone on with Brandon Ayuk?
Well, I think CeeDee Lamb will get a contract and he'll be in the fold, and he's holding out in order to get it. And I think the Cowboys want to milk it for all of the notoriety that comes from the holdout. So you'll get periodic statements from Jerry Jones that are ill-advised, like we have no urgency to do a deal. They have urgency when the season rolls around, and I think they'll finally cry uncle and get a deal done like they did with Ezekiel Elliott when he held out 5 years ago. Ja'Marr Chase is just a weird situation. And I wrote earlier today, he would have held out if he didn't have $3.8 million in a training camp roster bonus that he would have lost if he wasn't there the third day of training camp. He's holding in. The Bengals are cheap. The Bengals are stubborn. The Bengals may be misplaying this. And they're going to get this done in the next week or so, or it's going to blow up and become a completely ugly mess. And they've done their best to hold it together now. But it could get very ugly if the Bengals don't wake up and take care of this soon.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, PFT Live. Mike, thanks for coming on with us. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys.
We have breaking Steelers wide receiver news, and it's not about Brandon Ayuk, but you could argue it is related to Brandon Ayuk. We will tell you what that is when we come back. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. I'll let Channel 2 take care of that. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM team. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peters. Malzie's here with TMJ. He has a debilitating jaw injury now. Donnie is with us. He's not with us tomorrow because... Or no, wait. He's with us tomorrow. He's not with us Friday. A golf event is pulling the midday guys off the air. So Donnie's going to fill in. And we're not going to have Donnie on Football Fridays this year because he's becoming the sideline analyst for KDK's high school football game of the week. So that'll be a lot of fun. I think Donnie will thrive. There's some talk about him cutting sleeves off a KDKA football hoodie.
Belichick-ing.
Trying to go with a ultimate football guy look for these games.
Oh, man.
Keep the... Well, hold kind on of a ratty second. Hoodie look with
oh, you want the ratty hoodie look
with short sleeves and then shorts for every game. Even once we get into
that's the thing that'll
season.
Set you apart is the Chirpak shorts routine. So I think though that you could easily get them to make you a nice hoodie that either has no sleeves or has short sleeves. Why not class it up a little bit?
Because I think they want them to have the rugged look. I think they want them to have the
so they want them to channel pony at the Western or the Washington County Fair look.
That was my first county fair ever. I think I'll go back.
Highlight for you. Not it can't be like, oh, I watched Stella do this and it warmed my heart. Your favorite thing about the county fair?
Well, the band I heard was tremendous. They got up there, young lady, probably in her early 50s, and she went right into black
she's
velvet.
At least 10 years older than you if she's
they went right
50.
Into black velvet.
And no way.
I swear to God.
Mississippi. Yep. In the, oh, wow.
And then...
Ken Carmen's ears perked up involuntarily.
And then was not the drummer. It was, I think, the guy playing bass. He just decided to play three consecutive Tom Petty songs. I'm like...
On bass.
No, well,
he he was the band leader.
Yeah, but he played and he sang, but... I was like, these are my people here. What have I been...
Now, was it just like your typical,
for years.
Was it your typical three-piece band or maybe four-piece with a singer and a bass guitar, then a guitar and then drums? Or was there some like sort of country style, like rural, like a banjo?
No, there was none of that.
Slide guitar.
They just rocked out. Yep.
What was their name?
I don't know. I didn't catch it. Chris, it's just... There's the people watching and everything else. Like, it's hard to keep your attention locked in on any one thing for
so many blue collar people. You
so
want to
much
take
happening.
It all in.
Yeah.
Were there
but
any?
I had to take an alternate route home. I live so close to the fairgrounds. You're like, you're not even, you get ready for traffic because it's school bus demolition derby night.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Was there anything yesterday where it was like, come in and watch as we see who grew the heaviest watermelon or anything like that?
There was an entire room. That we stopped in, where it was like this was the best tulip that was grown in
Washington
County. We deemed this to be the best bale of hay in Washington County. We deemed this to be the best cucumber in Washington County. Yeah.
I would love to see the scoring and grading rubrics for all
of these.
And I'll
tell you what, the 4-H Club,
yeah,
they're alive and well.
I mean,
they're going strong, man.
I don't know what the 4-H Club is, Pony.
Really?
What is it?
It's a youth organization that works kind of on agricultural stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Basically,
I have
like
heard
the
this.
Farm kids.
Yeah, no. I have heard of this, actually.
I mean, that's what it was.
I have heard of this.
The farm kids.
That's what it is. I'm not saying that as like a derogatory
like training pigs
term.
To do cool stuff as part.
Like what? Host a radio show?
No, well...
What are they training pigs to do?
Pigs
ride
are very
motorcycles?
Smart, but no, seriously, like, just like one of the, like, Westminster dog shows, mm-hmm. where they train, you know, dogs to command.
Now,
on
did you watch
stuff?
These pigs doing cool stuff and
no.
feel worse about eating pork chops and bacon?
Amanda has said to me before that pork chops and bacon are from younger pigs.
Yeah, it's not
and if
good.
And if you are empathetic towards the plight of pigs.
You should stop eating them.
Well, you should eat sausage because that's like an older...
That pig's had a good life.
Yeah, he's had a long run.
That's why I always knew my switch over to breakfast sausage instead of bacon was a good one. Although, I eat chicken sausage. Does anyone even stop to give a care about the humble chicken?
when there's like an outbreak of some sickness in these plants, they just like kill.
Oh, they go hard at these chickens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're going to kill them anyways, but they just completely wipe them out.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up when you think about it.
Dulac, moments ago, this article posted to the Post-Gazette's website. Brandon Ayuk or not, Steelers have no plans to change how they handle George Pickens. Pittsburgh considers Pickens their top receiver and intend to pay him as such, according to team sources, saying here that regardless of what goes on with Ayuk, Pickens is going to get a gigantic deal from the Steelers. I'm going to tell you something. This article makes me think that the Steelers believe that they're going to get a deal done with Ayuk.